This is Bob Simpson with 123, and still in the studio, it's Phil Norton. He's gazing into his phone at the moment.
I'm still here.
From the Billericay Street Pastors. Now, I asked you to hang on to give us a bit of an update on how things are going. And how are things going?
Really well, thanks, Bob. We've been going for 6 months now.
Yeah, wow.
That's gone quick, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
And, we're still out on Friday, Saturday nights, operating out of St Mary's. Really, really good. We are just generally just trying to help anybody that we can that's vulnerable out and about between 9 and 1 on Friday and Saturday nights. We are just getting so much good reaction back.
Brilliant.
It's fantastic. We had a slight little blip when the streetlights went out.
Oh, really?
We had a bit of we had a bit of worry going on in the community, even though the main lights were still on in the actual high street themselves. Some of the lights just on the outside, so up near the ivory rooms, they went out. So we helped get them switched back on to help, just the people coming out of the ivory rooms at that time of night. So we've been helping in local projects. We've been helping people that, you know, they're just going out at night and don't actually foresee the fact that they're going to get in any trouble or they're going to have any need.
No.
And then we're just coming along without judging them, without, you know, telling them they're stupid or, you know, how to improve their behaviour. Nothing like that. We're just literally putting our arms around people, giving out our flip-flops. Which are going down really well.
With the ladies.
Well, we have actually given a couple of pairs of flip-flops to men.
This was
a bit of a shock for me.
Can you tell me more?
Well, rather embarrassingly, one young man turned up at the hub entrance, still wearing his shoes.
Okay.
But he was in agony. He'd been out all day. His feet were really painful. He'd had a few to drink.
Yeah.
But he begged us for some flip-flops. And now, we saw the funny side of it, so we decided to give him a pink pair. But at that time of night, he really wasn't worried what colour they were.
He didn't care.
He did look very fetching as he toddled off down the high street. So it is predominantly females, yes, you're right. One thing that we don't like to see is the young ladies when they've gone out in their lovely high heels, which... I don't know if you've seen them. They are really high these days.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And they don't quite manage to keep them on for the whole night.
Right.
One thing we worry about is what they're going to tread in, you know, some glass or stones and hurt their feet or on anything else, really. So we just, there to offer. They're free. They've been donated to us by Tilly's Shoes of London, but they've got a local branch in Billericay, and they were really kind to give us a load of gel flip-flops. We think we're the only ones in the country, only Street Passers project.
Right.
So we are unique.
Well done, Tilly's Shoes. Big up to you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Amazing. Yeah. Do you know when you get these little offers of help in life,
it means a lot, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's really quite tough that people come through and just, you know, want to donate something or want to give something some time, and it's just really exciting.
Well, it's the good that you're doing that is spreading around, and that's what happens, I think. You know, you get in there, you do something good, somebody sees it, and it spreads around.
I think there is something in that.
They call it paying it forward, don't they, I think?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Bob. You're a bit more of a learned man than I am.
No, I'm not.
But what was your nickname again?
No, I can't remember.
Oh, I think we've just thought of one, Bob, haven't we?
You might have done.
I think I might tweet out your new nickname later and your new assistant. Chuckling.
Oh, I thought you were such a good man.
Oh, well, I can be. No, it's going really well. We just, we thought we would have a little bit more resistance, if we were honest. But no, all the local pubs, all the local restaurants, the people that are out and about, the taxi drivers, whoever's out and about, they stop, and we've got a great relationship with the local police.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, now and again, I guess you have to call for assistance from other organisations, be it the police or the ambulance service or whatever. Does that happen very often?
We do, but I've got to say, it's been very, very rarely. We've got such a good high street, and people are really enjoying themselves. And yes, okay, that every now and then they've had too much to drink.
Yeah.
But we've found that through early intervention, stressful situations are getting calmed down very, very quickly. Just to have one of our lady street passers walking up to these big groups of chaps that may be getting a little bit confrontational, and we just have a gentle word, you know, come on, you know, what's it all about? And just to calm things down in those first instances, we find doing really well. We've got some great relationship with some of the local doormen as well.
Right.
The Ivory Rooms, the new bar, Bar Zero, Harry's Bar, the Blue Boar, they're all just so grateful that we are there to help them. We're not treading on their toes. We're just building between the gaps between each different organisation. So, no, it's just really, really going well.
Right. And have you got enough volunteers at the moment?
We've just recruited, and we've just managed to recruit without much difficulty another 16 pastors.
Wow.
Some really interesting ones as well. We've, once they finish their training and once they're out on the streets, you will recognise some of these people that are already important people in our community have said, well, hang on, I want to be part of this project as well. So they're training at the moment. They've had three or four sessions. There's another one coming this Saturday.
Yep.
Because the Street Pastors project is now throughout the county, we're joining up with all the other groups and we're having joint training. So this Saturday is in Colchester. We're finding out a little bit more about the good news. What is it to share good news? I mean, from our point of view, obviously, we've got good news to tell people about the Bible and things like that.
Okay.
Although we don't push that.
No, no.
We are not a pushy organisation. But if people want to know, you know, why do you do this? Why do you volunteer?
Yeah.
Why do you come out from, you know, sitting at home and watching telly or going out to a restaurant yourself? Why do you come out on a Friday and Saturday night, giving up your time, you're not getting paid, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
And we just want to say, well, you know, from our perspective, we just want to come out, help people, build relationships and bless our community. Yeah. And then if people ask us, you know, we could tell them a bit about our faith and what we believe in. But as I say, that is not our primary concern.
No, no, no.
Our primary concern is just literally to help people where we can.
Looking after people, yeah. Well, it's been great to hear about
Thank
that.
Thank you so
I
much,
think I've got to move on because we've got to do the news headlines. But, you know, I think it's excellent work you're doing. I think you should be up for an OBE or a knighthood. What about Sir Phil? Well, Sir Noisy Phil?
I think you're getting carried away.
Yeah, possibly. All right.
Can I reveal your nickname yet?
Oh, go on then.
No, no. I'll do it on Twitter. Follow Bob on Twitter.
Yeah,
his new nickname.
At Bob Sims.
He's going to be revealed this afternoon. He's going to be embarrassed.
That's very kind of you. Phil Norton, thank you so much for being with us.